Hi, welcome to this series on the 19 letters. My name is Daniel Adler. A number of years ago, I picked up a copy of the 19 letters, and it really changed my life and my whole outlook on life. And over time, I've dedicated probably over 4 or 5 years to write extensive notes on the 19 letters and background material. And I've, for a number of years, wanted to present this on some kind of forum, either high school level or college level. And right now, unfortunately, I don't have time to do that, so I decided that perhaps a lecture series done via audio might be a good idea. In order to give whoever's listening some idea of my understanding of Rav Hirsch and his influence on Torah Judaism and how I feel that Rav Hirsch plays into our chinuch and education system, and really how he has shaped all of Orthodox Judaism to today. So I would refer whoever's listening to an article that I wrote, which is on Rabbi Adlerstein's website on Cross Currents. And if you search my name, it will come up. Or the title was Return to Basics, A Call to Revitalize Rav Hirsch's Torah in Derech Eretz. And again, that's on the Cross Currents website. So by way of introduction, I would like to read from an article. It's a long article, but I'm just going to quote one paragraph. And it's entitled Jewish Philosophy of Religion and Samson Raphael Hirsch. This is an article written in 1890 by a Samson A. Hirsch, no relationship that I know of to Rav Hirsch himself. And on page 110, he writes as follows. Some readers, on perusing the following pages, will perhaps suspect me of suffering from that disease which Macaulay wittingly calls, and then he has some words in, I assume it's French, but he translates it, wittingly calls the disease of admiration, to which all biographers, translators, editors, all in short, who employ themselves in illustrating the lives or the writings of others, are peculiarly exposed. It is a suspicion which I am particularly anxious to rouse, for only by means of such wondering doubt as to who that man may be who is able to awaken such admiration as a hero of thought and action, can I hope to reap the gratification of inducing some of my readers to investigate his works and deeds for themselves. About the results of such investigation, I am unconcerned. So I certainly can understand his words and really connect with them. I'd also like to read a number of years ago, not quite from 1890, but this was written in 1989 in Jewish Action. There's an article by Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. And although I definitely have some questions on what's written in the article, in the very first paragraph, he writes as follows. He writes, reading the 19 letters of Samson Raphael Hirsch remains one of the most exhilarating experiences of modern Jewish thought. Published in 1836, when Hirsch was a rabbi in Oldenburg, it had an electrifying effect on its audience. The young intellectual, Heinrich Graetz, later to become one of Jewry's pioneering historians, wrote of it with avidity, I devoured every word. Disloyal though I had been to the Talmud, this book reconciled me with it. Unfortunately, that reconciliation didn't really last very long. However, these opening words also reflect my experience with the 19 letters, which also I have to say is exceptionally exhilarating. So I feel in order to do the 19 letters justice, you really have to know a decent amount of history from general life and Jewish life before the French Revolution, the actual revolution, the birth of modernity, Jewish life after the revolution, have to have some understanding of Kant and what his effect was on Rav Hirsch or thinking of the time, certainly, some understanding of the Eastern European response, and Rav Hirsch's response. So the first probably couple of lectures will be dealing with some of that background information. And then specifically to focus on Rav Hirsch himself, on what has he done, what are some of his effects on Jewish life today, and a description of Rav Hirsch from various writings. And from that point to do a general introduction to the 19 letters. And after that to actually get into the 19 letters themselves. And, of course, as we go through it, to go through various topics that come up. So, obviously, it's going to be well more than 19 lectures. Some of the letters are very long. Other ones are are very short, but even the introduction itself will probably take, I'm not sure how many, but a number of lectures. I would like also to note that there are many sources on Rav Hirsch and commentators that discuss Rav Hirsch, and it's impossible to quote everyone, and a lot of times more is less. And keeping that in mind, I have not quoted everything that's out there, nor have I seen everything that's out there. But hopefully the sources that I've presented will provide a well-rounded understanding of Rav Hirsch from different perspectives and different angles. Also, I just want to say in the beginning that if anyone has any questions, I could be or comments, or if I get something, you know, please let me know. And part of the reason I'm doing this is so I can get feedback and hopefully improve my style of presentation. So I could be reached at my name. So it's Daniel with an A, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, the letter Y, my last name, A-D-L-E-R, @gmail.com. So it's Daniel Y. Adler @gmail.com.